What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 48 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, Sharing Christ's Suffering. C.S. Lewis wrote, "It takes courage to live through suffering, and it takes honesty to observe it." Our text for today is 1 Peter 4:12 through 14. It reads, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you." Some thoughts on today's text. No one enjoys tough times. However, they become particularly challenging when it feels like you've done everything right and yet still face hardships. You strive to live a righteous life, yet you endure one health issue after another, while you observe others who neglect their health through reckless living but remain illness-free. You adhere to workplace protocols, but your supervisor holds you accountable for issues beyond your control, while the person who disregarded the rules and lied about it receives accolades. You dedicate countless hours assisting someone in getting her life on track and following the Lord, only to be betrayed as she spreads falsehoods about you behind your back. In moments like these, when you've done what is right, but circumstances seem to conspire against you, you may start to question whether you're somehow outside of God's will. Perhaps there is a hidden sin that needs confessing. Such perspectives on suffering have persisted for centuries, echoing the misguided reasoning of Job's friends. However, Peter wants his audience to understand that suffering often aligns us with God's will. The notion that being at the center of God's will guarantees freedom from trials is not supported by Scripture. In fact, being in God's will might lead you directly into trials. Remember what Jesus said to his first disciples, "In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." See John 16:33. Peter outlines three difficult lessons about facing hard times, lessons that are challenging to apply, but crucial, as everyone will inevitably face adversity in this life. First, believers should expect trials, see verse 12. We are often startled at the intensity of trials. Peter calls them fiery, yet we shouldn't be surprised, nor think that it is strange that they are occurring in our lives. Peter says that these trials serve God's purpose of testing us. Stephen Cole adds that most of us flatter ourselves into thinking that we're doing reasonably well in our Christian life and that we don't need any intense trials to test our faith. But we don't know ourselves, the depth of our sin, the extent of our self-trust, the shallowness of our joy. So the Lord graciously sends trials to test our faith. Second, Peter challenges us to rejoice when trials come. In one verse, Peter tells us to rejoice twice and to be glad. The key to rejoicing in trials is to realize that they lead us to a deeper experience with Christ. We share in his sufferings. Verse 14. The word for share is the Greek word for fellowship, koinoneo. When we suffer for the sake of Christ, the Lord comes to us in a special way. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel 3, God walks with us through the fiery trials of life. A third lesson from today's scripture is that when the trials come, never forget that God's Spirit rests on you. Bruce Barton explains this verse with these words. He says, Peter offered a specific example of the type of suffering that believers might face. To be insulted means you face verbal abuse, to be reviled, ridiculed, or slandered. Peter brought to mind Jesus' words, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me." See Matthew 5:11. Not only will suffering believers find great joy when Christ returns, but they would also be blessed in this world. That blessing takes the form of the Spirit of glory and of God, that is, the Holy Spirit, resting on them. Christ will send his Spirit to strengthen those who were persecuted for their faith. Peter built on Isaiah 11:2 when encouraging the oppressed. God's glory refers to his glorious presence, which resided in the pillar of cloud in the Old Testament times. Glory is one of God's greatest attributes. God revealed his glory in Jesus Christ, see John 1:14 and 18. In Revelation, special regard is given to martyrs. So not only would the Holy Spirit be with believers who were persecuted, but they were already participating in the final glory to be revealed, see 2 Corinthians 3:18. While all believers have the Holy Spirit, Peter here indicated that those who suffer for Christ receive an even greater measure of the Spirit, strengthening them, empowering them, and giving them peace. Sharing in the sufferings of Christ places you in the greatest position of all, in the presence of his Spirit, experiencing the blessings of God. Some questions about today's reading. How does today's scripture challenge your normal perspective of trials? And what does it mean to share in the sufferings of Christ? Finally, which of the three lessons provides you with the most encouragement today, and why? Thanks for joining us today.